Yacmon Fukara, I wanted to say a few words this evening about the notion of asking spiritual questions, because it's really part and parcel of the spiritual path to have questions and to deal with those questions when they arise, big questions and little questions. When a question arises, one of the things that one might do, and this is perhaps typical of the Mariamiya, is would run to the library and look at all of the research about that particular question or topic. This is particularly true for those of us who like books and like to do research. However, there's a trap here in that the soul is much more comfortable finding out what Al-Ghazali's opinion is on a topic rather than facing its own self and what may or may not need to be changed in its own substance. So asking questions to other people is important, and those other people can give you answers. There are two parts of this process that are important. One is formal and the other is informal. The formal process is that by asking a question, independent of to whom you ask it, you at least get to formulate the question and objectify it so that you can see it more clearly. That's a very useful step. Then subjectively, when you ask a question to a spiritual authority, and by authority here I mean simply someone who knows more than you do about the topic you're asking, not necessarily someone who has a formal title or position in the hierarchy, but anyone to whom you would go to ask a particular question. Asking that question is in many ways like a prayer, because you're really asking for God to fill in a particular uncertainty with a particular certitude. And in simply asking the question, one puts oneself in the position of both humility and faith, given that you're open to whatever that answer may be. Now, when you get that answer, there are a couple of things that may happen, and I'd like to say here that in many ways, getting an answer to a spiritual question is probably the worst thing that can happen, because that tends to close the door on that question, and we tend to look at that answer and polish it and put it on the shelf right with its kin and be done with it. Instead, when you receive an answer to a question, the thing you must ask is, are you changed? Does this answer transform you? Or does it ask you to do something differently or in some way change? That's generally the measure of a question being answered. Consistent with that is the notion of a question that is answered will certainly lead to other questions, and this process continues to unfold as long as you ask the questions and your soul continues to benefit from the process. In that process, you have to always use discernment and try to interrogate and question and test all of the things that you hear and all of the things that you think about yourself. Constantly question, interrogate, and test what you think you know, what you think you believe, why it is you believe that, and so forth. All of this is an important and integral part of the path and of growing in the spiritual process. In this connection, there's a quotation I wanted to read to you from Sheikh Atakawi, who is one of the great shuyukh in our line. Let me read this to you. If you wish to return to your homeland from which you came, and that is the wonderful world of purity, and to leave this foreign land, which is the world of turbidity, then act. If you ask, how shall I act? Then I reply, strip yourself of the world of impurity as a sheep is stripped of its skin. Forget it. Do not remember anything about it at all. Then, God willing, your luminosity will grow stronger. That is, meanings will come to you. with their immense, powerful, forceful armies, and they will carry you swiftly to your homeland. However, test it. The knowledge of the realities lies in testing. Well,